ladies and gentlemen. The time is now 6:07 and 11 seconds on the clock. This is our final last show of Sports Weekend. It's our 302nd episode of Sports Weekend. We are approaching our third year, and today we will be concluding Sports Weekend here on TBS eFM. And joining us on part one, she has been a guest on our show from the middle of the season, I believe. She is Raj Sharma.
That's right. Since March.
March. Since wow, March. It's already been March?
How much you don't know me, SJ? Things we cannot
I
say
realized
on air.
I realized today there was a lot of things I didn't know about you.
She knows something about you now.
And yeah. It's quite the shocker. We're not going to talk about what it is, but today is a very special day. Of course, Raj, you have your fiance Jason, who is holding a camera right now, and he's actually going to be filming all this.
Yes. He missed his hockey game.
That sport where he finally scored a goal in.
That's right.
In the many years that he played, that he finally scored. Congratulations, Jason. But, you know, today is our last day of Sports Weekend. I know you've done so much for our show today. And, of course, you know, every week you've been joining us to talk about some of the stuff that happened in sports history.
That's right.
And I hope today will be something of a history as well.
Because if it's not, you're fired.
Oh, right.
Just kidding. Yeah. A lot of us, you know, we're just going to fire everybody today.
Everybody's getting fired. SJ, you know, there was a period for about 6 months where...
Wasn't that long?
Every week, SJ would fire me on the air.
But you just kept coming back.
You know, I just kept showing up and hoping it was cool.
Yeah. And then, you know, because our old producer back then, Tim, he would be like, hey, you know, he would, like, take me off the show, right, afterwards, and he'd be like, hey, you know, like, keep firing Edwin. It's fun.
This is good. Keep it going.
It's fun. I'm like, okay. So, like, every week I would come in and just, like, yes. Keep firing him.
So it wasn't your fault. You were just following orders.
No, it was my fault in that I started it, kind of. I thought it was, you know.
Then he went through a phase where he's trying to take TBS over.
How did that work out?
Not so good.
Not so good.
Not so good. Because, you know, the president was not happy with that.
Yeah.
All of our bosses weren't so happy with that. So I'm just going to sit here quietly and see where it goes from here. But today's Sports Weekend in sports history. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to start things off with some fighting stuff. And I like it because it's about my New York Yankees.
That's right. I wanted to start off with fighting in baseball. As you guys all know, Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees are bitter rivals,
New
right?
New York.
New York, yes.
New York.
And it was on October 11th, 2003, there was a huge fight between the teams.
I remember this.
Right? The fight was so bad that this 73-year-old Yankee bench coach,
Don Zimmer,
he charged into the field and tried to attack the pitcher.
Pedro Martinez. Yeah.
That's right. So what ended up happening? He's an old guy, of course, right?
But he's very big, though. He's
big
to say the least.
He's very rotund.
Yes, he's very round.
He's like a little pumpkin.
Oh, is he?
And
yes.
He looks like he looks like Winston Churchill, actually, kind of.
Okay. Yeah.
No, like he doesn't.
No, he kind of looks like Alfred Hitchcock plus Winston Churchill.
Plus any other fat guy with chubby cheeks.
All right.
But a very nice guy, of course, Don Zimmer. I remember this because it was during the playoffs and it was getting heated.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, Pedro Martinez, you know, one of those guys that a lot of the Yankee fans do not like, especially because of this incident.
And plus he was dominating for a while.
Yes. He was a Yankee killer.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyways, he ended up losing. He ended up, Martinez ended up throwing him easily.
Onto the ground.
And then, the reason why I wanted to talk about this today was because I wanted to know, there was one time I was watching a clip, KBO, right? And I don't know, the players were doing this really weird thing. I wanted to ask you guys. They're like holding their feet and hopping. Is that fighting?
Taksaum.
Chicken fighting.
I know what video you're talking about, actually, and there was, I think, oh, man, I don't remember if it wasn't a professional baseball, it wasn't in the KBO, I think.
Oh, it wasn't.
It was somewhere else. I remember watching this, and the pitcher purposely threw one over the head of the batter, I believe, and then, he kind of charged the mound, and it's what we call chicken fight.
Whoa. So they weren't doing this for fun. This was the fight?
Everyone on the field... Uh-huh. Planned this.
Oh, okay.
So everyone planned this. So basically all the fans thought this was a bench clearing brawl.
Okay.
Until the batter, all of a sudden, he charges the mound, grabs his leg, starts doing the chicken thing, and the pitcher does the same thing, and everyone from both sides, from the bench, they start running out, and everybody's fighting, doing the chicken fight.
That's pretty funny.
I thought thought that's how they fight.
No, trust me, that Pedro Martinez Don Zimmer thing was no joke.
But it was actually, I'm glad something happened in a baseball fight for once. You know, because baseball fights are like, the only thing worse than a baseball fight is an NBA fight. Because nobody, there's like a few where the punches are thrown, but they usually just go out there, and in soccer, I like how they say they get out the handbags.
What about those hockey fights? Have you seen that?
That's just part of the game. I thought that was part of the game forever.
When do they not fight?
I remember playing a video game, and I was like, that was the highlight of the game, is you throw down your stuff and you just fight. But there's padding, so maybe, I don't know, like... Has your fiancé ever gotten a fight in front of you?
Oh, in ball hockey?
No, he's not aggressive like that.
In front of you?
There's very little you know about him. I was in Itaewon the other night.
Right.
And bumped into somebody, and then he started saying something, and then he started throwing... You know,
was he at the kebab stand? Did you get in a fight with another kebab?
Is this a real story?
and it was Jason.
Oh, okay.
I like the hockey move though, where they pull your shirt over your head.
Right. Yeah.
And then they.
That's kind of cheating, I think.
No, it's good strategy.
Is it?
Yeah.
It is good strategy. I mean, you know, once you get the jersey over the person's head, you know, you're not going to be able to see anything.
Yeah. So you can employ, you know, use that at home.
I could.
If he doesn't, you know, follow your. Directions.
You know, I'm going to take that advice.
Exactly.
Right. You know, keep it in my mind forever.
There was some, really bad fights in the KBO as well. I remember it was Felix Jose from the Lotte Giants, this foreign, you know, player. And then he was beaned by a Samsung Lions pitcher. I believe it was Pyeongsu.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, and he's a big guy. Mm-hmm. This guy is huge. And he chased him with a bat. And when someone that size chases you with a bat, you know it's not going to go well. And he's the same batter who got hit by a cup noodle from one of the fans.
Yeah,
like hot soup.
Yeah.
And he got mad and he threw the bat into the stands and stuff like that.
Was the cup noodle...
It was hot.
It was hot.
It was hot.
That's not good.
Ouch.
Yeah.
So, you know...
What's the worst, like, Korean player versus Korean player KBO fight you've seen? Mm.
I think the worst fight that I've seen wasn't actually during a baseball fight.
Mm-hmm.
Third baseball game, but outside of the game. And
really?
This was back when the Hetae Tigers and the Lotte Giants.
Oh, that's way
was
back.
A huge rivalry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the fans basically, you know, they made, what is that? You know, they used the alcohol and they turned it into like a bomb.
A Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, right. They made that and they started burning down the team bus.
Wow.
So, you know, it got really bad. You know, that's why soju is banned in the baseball games. But, you know, they still sneak it in anyways, right? So,
oh, yeah. Like, trying to ban food from any kind of Korean event is not going to work.
Well, you know, it's not banned, so.
That's one of the things I've noticed that...
Were you not shocked when you went to the baseball stadium at the trash, the food?
I was amazed at, like, how you're allowed to bring in food.
You could even deliver Chinese food. Did you know that?
I did not. At the game.
If you call them,
and
they'd be like, I'm at the Chamsil Stadium left field stand. Just call me if you're outside.
They'll bring it to you, man. Korean people and food. There's just a love affair.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it, too. I mean, hey, we turned a vegetarian into a meat eater. That's all
right.
I gotta say.
That's Korea for you.
And that was a very good decision for me.
Oh, and you end up going to like all these like festivals that I never even been to. Like
you should come along.
Dakgalbi festival.
Dakgalbi. This is my favorite Korean food.
In Chuncheon.
Yeah.
In Chuncheon.
It's perfect. And speaking of perfect, of course, our next sports history is a perfect game, and once again, the New York Yankees.
That's right. A perfect game in baseball during a regular season is a rare feat. Right?
That's right.
But what's extremely rare
is the World Series.
At the World Series. So I'm talking about October 8th, 1956. That's when the New York Yankee pitcher, Don Larson, he pitched a perfect game in the fifth game during the World Series.
This was against the Brooklyn Dodgers, I believe. And, you know, what made this actually a perfect game interesting was the fact that Don Larson was never a great pitcher. He was a mediocre, subpar kind of a pitcher. He was not really known until this game when he threw the perfect game, and he made his name in history because of this.
That's right. Like, every time he talks about this game, and he doesn't get tired.
Hey, I mean, if you... See, it's one thing to pitch a no-hitter, which we almost had today, but a perfect game is something else, you know? So, I think, a perfect game, can you imagine? That's like video game stuff.
Video game is pretty hard throwing a perfect game in video game, too.
No walks, no, I mean, I guess...
Trust me, I know. How do I know? I've seen Jason play baseball
hours
games.
Hours and hours of baseball.
And let me just say that I've never seen him so frustrated.
And you let? Wow.
Well, I let. I have no choice.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
I like that relationship. That's good. Jason did a good job.
But I want... I wanted to mention that I did some research, and I found out that there's only been a total of 23 perfect games pitched in the history of
baseball.
That's
actually a lot to me, though.
Really? In the
well, I guess it's so many years, but still.
But then you have to take into consideration that long time ago, you know, when like pitchers were a lot more dominant and the hitting was different, there was less home runs. That goes into effect as well. I actually witnessed the perfect game myself.
No way.
I was going to ask
Was it Wells?
David Wells, May 17, 1998, Yankee Stadium against the Minnesota
Twins.
What's
the atmosphere like when that's coming up? Like,
once it hits sixth inning, everyone knows what's happening, but you don't want to say it because that's one of those things. You don't want to curse it.
Right.
Seventh inning comes in, you're at the edge of the seat. Every single pitch, every single play is just basically very important. Eighth inning comes, ninth inning, everyone's just shush.
You know what's very funny about those situations is when you watch the pitcher and he's doing his, you know, that baseball players have weird superstition. Nobody goes near him.
Yeah, no one talks to
him. So he's sitting on the bench, but he's all by himself, and nobody will, like, talk to him at all.
Right.
Because they don't want to, like, break up the no-hitter.
Yeah,
like,
then we found out later on in a book that David Wells was drunk when he threw this.
Wow.
So that makes it even better.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that does make it better. And no, it doesn't, kids. Don't do it.
And then a year afterwards, I remember 1999, you know, we talked about Don Larson. Don Larson and Yogi Berra, who was the catcher at that perfect game, they were at the Don Larson Day, and there were special guests at a Yankee game, and David Cohn actually threw a perfect game when Don Larson and Yogi Berra was at the game. I remember this. This was against the Montreal Expos. So the Yankees they are a very historic team. And October 8th, 1956 was a very special day for Mr. Don Larson.
Wow.
You know, I don't like the Yankees. I'm sorry to say this, Esther.
Yeah, because you're a Toronto Blue Jays fan.
No,
you guys are jelly.
I just feel like they always get the best players. They're just like that.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
No?
They're like... I gotta admit, though, if I was from New York, I would be one of those obnoxious type people walking around like SJ. But I'm from Atlanta, so I can't do that. Right. But there's something about that New York, that thing is like an icon, you know?
Right.
No matter where you go in the whole world, that Yankees hat, that franchise, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like, I guess, Manchester United or the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Or who else? I mean, Canada, who's like that? What's a team that's like that?
The Canadians?
Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah. Really?
Like for hockey. Yes.
Is it the Montreal Canadiens?
Montreal Canadiens. I mean, not so much these days.
Not so much.
I feel like if your fiance was here, he would disagree.
Well, let's see. You know, he is. He is here. So he might. Is Jason Canadian too?
He's Canadian.
Oh.
But yeah, he's from Toronto as well. But I'm more Torontonian.
Oh, really? You're more Torontonian.
I don't even know what that means.
I was born more like central Toronto.
Wow, gosh.
I know the details.
You even go into like the area of where you
see. I can say anything I want right now, and Jason can't defend himself, so it's wonderful.
We actually do have an extra microphone right now. Jason, if you'd like to go on air, you know, we're more than welcome to go on air. Yes, Jason, are you going to give me? All right, so we're going to.
Yesterday we had Jackson.
Today
we have Jason.
We had 2-year-old Jackson go on air yesterday, and it was great. And we asked him what he wanted to be when he grows up, and he goes, choco cake.
We got to ask him. We got to ask Jason the same question. Who do you like better, your mom or your dad?
Jason, thank you very much for joining us in the program.
Hi, yes, I'm excited to be on.
All right, so why don't you briefly introduce yourself to our listeners, because it is the first time, we know who you are, we've met you before, but it is the first time that we're having you on air today.
Yes, well, I am Raj's fiance. Yes, and I am awesome.
Very nice.
A little laugh after that. But also, you guys are known as Rajason.
That's right, that was my creativity right there.
Rajason.
Raj plus Jason, Rajason.
Yeah, I think we get that.
And his last name is Bishop, mine's a Sharma, Bisharma.
Rajason Bisharma.
Yeah.
Very you know, nice. Because a lot of couples, they go, like, I know a Shane and a Jenna, and we call them Shannet.
Mm. Oh, yes.
But hardly, you know, rarely do you see them go after the last name, too, like melding of the
it
last
just
names.
Happened.
My
it's just meant
Rajason
to be,
Bisharma.
Right.
Yeah.
My friends, their name is Brad and Angelina. They go by Brangelina.
But that's big shoes to fill.
And you know what's the worst? Bisharma in the Indian language means No shame.
I love how we invited Jason onto the show, and then like, Raj is not letting him talk right now. Raj is like, this is my segment. You ain't talking. Jason, tell us your. I mean, you know, we just found out that you play a lot of baseball games on, through video games. But tell us about some of your favorite sports. What do you like to enjoy watching? And tell us. I know you guys have been going on a baseball game a lot.
Yeah. We watched the LG Twins win over your Doosan Bears. I encourage Raj to text you about that.
So it was you.
Yes. I like watching a lot of sports, actually.
But you're a hockey player, right?
Yeah.
Ball hockey player. First, he scored his first goal in, like...
He also played ice hockey for, like...
Growing up, I played ice hockey in ice hockey when I was a kid.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you look at... our listeners can't see this because, you know, obviously this is radio, but, you know, Jason, he looks like the nicest guy. You wouldn't have ever... I mean, this guy doesn't look like a fighter.
Yeah, 6'8", 350, all muscle.
Couple of teeth missing from what I presume is a fight from last night.
I just didn't put them in today.
But Jason, you know what? You know, Raj has actually been doing a lot for us on our program for Sports Weekend, and I know you've been listening to all her programs. Yeah, you know, what
every
was it like?
Weekend.
Right, what was it like listening to her on the radio?
It's great. Yeah, she's got a lovely voice.
And now you can tell us the truth. What do you think? Yeah. You critique her. We'll give you a free pass.
I think she should have her own show.
What? Look at this guy.
What would it be called?
He does not break character.
What would it be called? What kind of show should she have?
Raj show.
Oh, geez. I don't know. Yeah, some sort of variety show.
A variety
Raj, Raj in the morning.
Raj in the morning. That's like a community thing.
That's the worst. I hate getting up in the morning.
Oh, she's not a morning person. Yeah, he did tell us that you sleep more like a cat. You get a lot of beauty sleep.
I do.
Because we were talking about your age.
Yeah, I was trying to convince him. Hey.
I got the finger. Hey, not that finger, but a finger.
But let's ask Jason about which team comes to mind when it comes to hockey.
Hey.
For me, the New York Rangers.
No, for hockey, Canadian team.
Oh,
what
right.
Like with swagger or whatever. Montreal or maybe Toronto has that too.
I mean, well, when it comes to a hockey team, right? Because, you know, I presume that if it's a Canadian team, it's always been the Montreal Canadiens for me.
What about the Edmonton Oilers?
Yeah.
Back in the day with
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, now they're terrible, though.
Historically, I think the Canadiens were, you know...
Because I think they won the most,
because, right? Yeah, they won the most, like the Yankees have, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have friends who like the Canadiens.
But not you.
No, I like the Bruins and the Leafs.
See,
and those
I don't
are like
understand.
The
See,
two worst
yeah,
enemies
I mean,
of the Canadiens.
I don't understand. You guys are from Toronto, and I remember Raj, you would always talk about the Bruins all the time, and I'm like, Boston, I hate Boston, you're from Toronto... How could you like the Bruins? So you're a Bruins fan too?
Yes, I'm the Bruins influence.
Get out of
in
here.
The relationship.
See, the thing is, I'm Toronto fan. But when it comes down to picking a second team, it's Boston Bruins.
That makes no sense. That's like, you know, me
It's supporting his team.
That's like me going, I like the Yankees and then I like the Boston Bruins.
Because that's what you did yesterday.
No, I didn't.
You picked the Boston. You picked Boston.
I picked
the World Series.
World Series
and you said that you liked them all of a sudden.
I did not say
and you're
going to
dress
him.
Up like Big Poppy for Christmas.
That's
or Halloween, because you don't dress up on Christmas. Sorry.
Okay, you guys, we're running out of time, and I wanted to ask you guys what
Raj
has been
taking over.
See, this is her plan to have her
Hello.
Own show.
That's right. Yeah.
Raj
goodness.
In the morning.
She knows what's going
okay.
On.
Good question.
I wanted to ask you guys, what would you say has been the most memorable moment for you here at Sports Weekend?
When Edwin and I and Matt, we couldn't stop laughing for 30 minutes.
Yeah,
of the
we
segment.
Talked. We almost.
Are you serious?
We couldn't.
We cried.
We cried because
wow.
SJ didn't tell us that he was going to. He has going on some crazy diet or something, and he was
he's
doing.
He's always going on a
he
diet.
He was doing something really bizarre. He's the king of the yo-yo diet, and that's what he did. And Matt and I were not expecting that, and we laughed. I think the whole segment.
Have you ever guys laughed so hard that you cried?
Yes, yeah. many times. Yeah.
And I couldn't look at either one of them, and I'm in the worst spot because I'm sitting in between. So I was staring at the floor for 20 minutes, and it was probably.
Let
the
me
funniest.
Just tell you guys: 3 years in the show. And I've gone through a lot, and that one moment was probably the greatest moment. Probably not for the listeners, not for the producer, who's probably like, oh my goodness, what am I going to tell my boss? You know,
right.
stuff like that. But you know, it's great. Hey, you know, for you guys, Raj, you know, once again, before because we are running out of time, we usually do the scoreboards, but we're not because today is, of course, a very special episode.
We're running amok.
All right, okay. So what I'm going to ask you is, what was your experience like?
Oh, my experience was wonderful. I loved working with you guys. You guys are awesome. Like, this was my first time in radio,
Keep going.
And yeah, I'm
a little
saying
more feeling.
You guys just are wonderful, so easygoing, and I had a great time. Learned lots about sports, and I feel more confident on
you
the radio.
You only use two different adjectives. We want to hear more adjectives,
like stupendous or something.
Well, there's one word that I would like to describe SJS.
Can we say it on the
and
air?
I guess everybody
okay.
knows it.
All right.
Bear.
Gorgeous.
Hey. Nice.
Perfect.
So, perfect.
Perfect. I'm not perfect.
Remember he said that many episodes ago?
I don't
remember
know.
Remember when we were doing trivia, you were just like, it's me. What is it? And we were talking about Perfect Game. Do you remember that? You were talking about Perfect Game?
Hey, after doing the show, I become numb to stuff.
And for you, Edwin, you're just so funny.
Oh, thank you.
You're a funny guy.
Very nice. Yeah, very nice. Guy. I'm a joke.
SJ's perfect and I'm a joke.
I wouldn't say perfect is the word.
What I want to ask you, Raj, what year was the KBO founded?
1982.
There you go. You know what? Jason and Raj, I know you guys, you know.
Rajason.
You guys Osama. Have been great. I guess two people, of course, you know, we didn't get to know each other outside the show, but.
In love, doing the Korea thing.
Best of luck to you guys in the future.
Yes,
Raj,
right.
Thank you very much for all your hard work.
I wanted to just say thank you very much.
All right, there you go. And Jason, thank you very much for joining us in the program in the last minute, and we'll see you guys in the future when you guys get married.
Awesome.
All right, this is going to wrap up part one of the program, but we have part two coming up next. The